Everybody, this is the Alan Powell Show. We are back with y'all. The weather tried to hold us up last week, but I said, I guess it did. But it ain't holding us back this week. The whole crew is in the building. Y'all know what it is. Call in 219-671-8703. Before we get started, everybody who's watching, I see about 9 people is tuning in right now. All 9 of y'all, if y'all could just share the video so y'all people can see it. Don't discriminate against y'all people. So share this video right now. And then also, like I said, call in 219-671-8703. Y'all know the homies. To the left, Hollywood.
How you doing, sir?
But you know no good.
You know what? You're right. That may be the truth.
Mr. Tell the Truth, man. What's the word?
Ain't no need to fear. The truth is here.
Uh-oh. Yep, so, y'all know he going to have his truth moment coming up shortly. But we got a great show for y'all. Super Bowl week is here. This is like a national holiday. They need to make it a holiday where we ain't got to come to work the next day.
Should have canceled this one.
Cancel this Super Bowl? That's how you feel?
Yeah, definitely
cancel this one. Well, like I said, Super Bowl week is here. Are y'all going to work the next day?
I'm thinking about protesting the Super Bowl, not watching.
Oh.
If I wasn't in the pool at work.
Yeah, it wasn't that deep.
Well, they need to get the message, bro.
I'm upset with you, but
they need to get the message.
Football.
Super Bowl week is here. Yeah, Rams versus Patriots.
I'm going to work the next day.
Yeah, that's just facts.
Facts.
I know a lot of parties going to be going on and stuff
Do you so. Not go to work sometimes the day after the Super Bowl?
Oh, no. I mean, I go to work. I go to work. But I know a lot of people be mad. Like, they don't want to come to work the next day. So
it ain't that big of a deal. Like but, I said, I'm thinking about protests.
If our teams was in there, it'd have been a big deal.
Yeah, it'd have been a big deal.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. NBA, Anthony Davis won out. NCAA, a little bit of that. Got a what's on the mind of Hollywood, truth moment, a day in the life of Al, all of that. But we're gonna start off with the Super Bowl. But because we missed last week, we have to address a couple of games that happened.
Oh, yeah.
The Saints and Rams had a controversial ending, and the Rams are not in the Super Bowl.
Controversials with that.
Is that it was more?
Can you put an S on the end?
It sounds all right to me.
The whole game. Yeah. Just throw the whole game away.
Yeah. throw the whole game away.
Both games. Both
whole weekend away. Throw the whole weekend
both
away.
Both games.
And play it all over.
Yeah, well, they won't do. They told, hey, you see the Roger New Orleans Saints fans. Yeah, hey, them fans don't play, bro. They got a lawyer.
Right.
And because, filed a lawsuit.
Because Roger Goodell has that power.
Yeah. It's in the rule book.
In the rule book to replay that.
So what do y'all think is going to happen if they file in lawsuits? Like, what legit is going to happen? I know a lot of people probably have money on that game, too, and stuff like that.
The thing is, just like any law.
Right.
It is a law, like, if it's a controversial call or if the rule knows something went wrong,
right,
that they can replay the game.
Right.
But it's also in the rule book, like, if it's too detrimental to the league to replay the game,
right,
like the Super Bowl, they're going to lose too much money. Because that was their response to
Roger
the Saints fans.
Man, his business no other time. He always and everybody.
He been quiet,
bro. Real quiet.
Real quiet.
That's because
he know.
Yeah.
He know this he messed know what up. It is. The whole weekend is wrong.
How do y'all feel about the Super Bowl team that's in there? I want to talk about the cornerback got fined for the hit that wasn't called on.
For the hit.
They called it on the field.
They counted the hit. They just didn't call pass interference.
Right. It was 3 penalties on one play.
Yeah.
It was a little helmet to helmet.
Right.
He did not turn around to the ball.
Right.
So that's pass interference.
Right.
Then he hit him like 3 seconds before the ball.
Right.
Like, and did you see the black referee walk up to the other referee with his hand on his flag? And the ref was like, no call.
Wow.
If the corner would have just played it right, it'd have been a pick 6.
Right. Everybody.
It was a bad throw. Man,
then the crazy part is, like, the same dude who did that now got the nerve to start talking crap to the Patriots. Like, he that dude. Like, dude, you're like the third string.
Let me tell you something about playing football. The worst thing you can do is give a weak DB confidence.
But on now the he field, got a name for himself because field, of a bad
the,
call.
On the field, he did it. He, you know, he looked like he locked him up.
He's the reason.
That's what I'm saying. He's the reason.
His play is the reason that
they lost the Super Bowl.
And he acknowledged that. Oh, yeah. It should have been a penalty.
Like I got to say, the Rams going to in the new stadium, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't. And four of the referees are from the North.
That's what I was about to get to, man. Is the fix in? Like it was a,
that game. That whole weekend was fixed, and you're not gonna convince me to say it's not.
In case y'all know what we're talking about,
don't give away my moment.
It was four officials with ties to Southern California.
Refereeing.
Bro, the other referee is walking, looking at the referee like,
you
like what are you doing?
You better not throw that. He's like,
don't do that.
So we got that going on.
My question is, why do we watch? I know we love sports.
Because it's entertaining.
That's what it's listed as.
You didn't wake up and watch that game thinking that this is how it's going to end. Like, yeah. It's 2 years in a row. New Orleans can't catch a break.
Yeah.
But we also thinking we're going to get competition. And legit Anthony competition.
And New Orleans is in a state of depression right now.
Yeah. It's been a back few weeks for New Orleans.
How's your wife?
Hey, they got Mardi Gras.
That's a great question.
How's your wife?
I haven't talked to her about it. I tried to bring it up one time, and she gave me that look. And start mumbling under her voice. So, you know, you got to let the pain heal. Let it heal for a minute.
Gotcha. Yeah, give a little space.
She definitely, she mad.
Yeah.
She definitely mad.
So, that's probably good that we had like a little week off and then give her a little time to heal.
She said she's still in mourning.
Hey, if you want to call in and we can kind of give us some words.
Call in the this show.
We're here for you.
She's
here for you. Call in. Give us your thoughts. Keep it clean, please. But if you know, we here for you. We can be your therapist today.
Can we give a one cuss word?
No.
Okay.
No, just in case.
I ain't with you cussing.
Oh man, we gotta keep it clean, man. Just in case, you know. We got some people that want to mess with us.
The Lord know their heart.
Oh man, if you say that one more time. Anyway, so Rams and Patriots in the Super Bowl. Story I want to get to is. McVay says him and Belichick texted throughout the season. Mm-hmm. Is he crazy? Do he not know that New England been cheating since the first Super Bowl? Well, like
they knew they both were gonna be there.
No, I think yeah. I think.
Bro, Bill knew.
Bill knew he was gonna be there. But I think McVay didn't know that he was gonna see them in the Super Bowl. He didn't, and he was like, "Well, you know, maybe he can just help me out as a mentor." But you don't text with the biggest cheater known in football.
No, it takes a mentor to guide somebody, especially a young coach like that. So I understand why he was texting. We don't know exactly what he was texting. He's going to one of the coaches known as the greatest.
Right.
Trying to get information.
He not know about Spygate though?
He was texting him to play. But I understand what you're saying.
I ain't giving no insight. I don't even want them to think we cool.
Like he gonna understand how I think now because he the help.
But I don't know if I text him, he hack into some, find out like it, I feel like it can go that deep.
You
like Belichick can find a way to hack into his number.
Hey, it don't look like he need to find a way no more.
But they gonna win. They gonna win. Now this might be one game at Super Bowl they really dominate.
I do believe this is their last trip to the Super Bowl. This is for sure the last
the team they facing don't deserve to be in.
Yeah, it's only reason I'm gonna watch is because we're supposed team. To and
why are we supposed to see that's
because we do a sports
that,
show.
That's the question.
Because we do a sports show.
So we watching it for work.
Yes.
Well, the Patriots ain't supposed to be in.
I can watch Sports Center. I can replay it on YouTube.
So we all agree that the Patriots and Rams do not belong in Super Bowl.
I agree.
Because the Patriots got lucked up with them phantom calls they was giving Tom Brady when you just sneezed on him.
Pass interference. He still got the ball in his chest.
He hit him in the chest and you replay it,
save it for the moment, bro, because I'm going to let him have it.
Okay, so without further ado, let's get to Mr. Tell the Truth.
He ready.
Truth moment. Yeah. So we're going to get this queued up and we're going to let him have the floor and let him tell us the real deal about this whole situation.
Stand by. And go.
I must say, I mean, we've been talking about it all on the show and I finally came to the realization that all professional sports, which are listed under entertainment, the same way the WWE is listed under entertainment, they're rigged, man. They scripted. We saw it, a perfect example of it this weekend with the phantom calls against the Patriots, that the national media isn't even talking about those calls because it wasn't as obvious as the Saints calls, which they would not be talking about those calls if it was not that obvious. We all just have to come to the understanding and the acceptance. And I want to know what the people think. Is it rigged? Is it scripted? Because it seems just too obvious to me. You know, if I was reading about if the difference in the money that Atlanta and the economy would make if New Orleans went to the Super Bowl, because New Orleans and Atlanta are right next to each other. So that's airport
and the
money.
Mayor said she didn't want the same.
Yeah, she didn't want to. But that's airport money. That's restaurant money. That's hotel money that would not have been paid. So, you know, my troop. And even with the Anthony Davis situation, man, they've been putting this in our head for a whole year. And now here it is. You know what I mean? It's all rigged for the markets. It's all rigged for profit. It's about capital.
So
and that's the truth, man.
So there you have it, Mr. Tell the Truth moment. It's all rigged.
It is. Scripted.
So call in and tell me, do y'all agree, disagree? Could have just been a really missed call because it's fast-paced. Maybe they missed
it. Nah, it ain't. They professionals, bro. My awakening was last year, and I know y'all ain't going to feel this, but this is fact. Pacers versus Cavs, 7-game series. Okay, let me say it. Give me 10 seconds. Listen to my point.
Go ahead. Now,
the Pacers did not play great enough to win, even though they beat them in every single statistical category except free throws. But, okay, now, this is my last point.
Three.
Pacers won game one.
Two.
Game two, Victor Oladipo get 2,060 seconds, bro.
Right, man.
He's checking the game to get another five. No, I'm just saying, that was
wrong. I'm glad you got that out.
They all read.
I'm glad you got that out.
They all read.
We got our first caller. Caller, what's your name and what's your comment?
I just want y'all to know that I'm still in mourning.
You sound like
it's okay.
Oh, everybody, this is, I would say you're the number one Saints fan. So before we give you the floor, I want everybody that's listening to this call, if you want to call in or leave a comment for this fan to help her in her grieving process, do that for her because we are here for her. The Allen Pals and all our viewers are here for the number one Saints fan. So now you have the floor. Go ahead.
So before I even get started, there's so much I could say, but I had to bring in an expert, and I got my grandma on the phone.
Uh-oh. Mama Pat in the house. She about to let y'all have it.
Let's go.
I picked the Saints. I picked the Saints to win the Super Bowl, so.
Hey, Mama Pat.
How you doing? I'm the number one fan. We're going on with our life, and we're having a big parade Sunday at 2 o'clock, and we're protesting. We're putting our TVs on, every TV on in our house. That's not going to be on the Super Bowl to mess up their ratings.
I'm with the protest.
We took them to court yesterday, to federal court, and we with their lawyers, NFL lawyers, and we will be back in court again with Roger Goodell.
I love it. I'm with y'all just because.
The Saints fans don't play, bro.
And we're parading. We're celebrating our own Saints. We are the best fans they have. We are the fans. We are real fans.
Can I get a who that out of you?
Who that? They're gonna beat them Saints fans. The they're not gonna beat us down. They're not gonna keep us down.
Amen.
Right on, that's right on. Up, thank you for that. I really appreciate you calling in. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
All right. So that was just.
I think Brittany wanted to say something.
Oh no, they hung up. They hung up. So I was waiting for
that. That was good. We was talking about protesting, and they actually gathering around.
I'm still watching.
And protesting. Yeah. But I understand why Saints fans doing it.
No, I picked the Saints win Super Bowl, so I was a little salty.
Yeah.
I picked them win Super Bowl.
I picked the Rams at the beginning of the season, but I wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
So,
Tom Brady didn't want to see Drew Brees in a Super Bowl. He could beat Jared Goff.
Okay, I think she's calling back. Do we have you back on the line? Do you have? We didn't get your whole rundown of what happened or how you feeling.
I'm hurt. Like, it hurt.
Did you cry after the game?
Sounds like you're going to cry now.
I was angry.
Yeah, Mr. Tedder.
Like, I never mind losing. Like, everybody loses. I just don't like being cheated.
Yeah, being cheated is like the worst feeling ever.
And Mr. Tell the Truth said he tried to, like, say something and you gave him an eye. Is that true?
Like, don't talk to me, bro. What is there to talk about at this point?
I mean, but you still got to run your house. Nobody's running the house at that point, at that time.
Leave me alone. The kids almost got thrown out the front door. I don't want no hugs. I don't want no good game. I don't know nothing.
Dang, this is a whole dark place.
Yeah, bro, it hits the heart, bro. I understand.
All right, so Hollywood, do you have any words of encouragement for this Saints fan?
I'm on her side. Like, I agree. I was big mad.
But can you help her with her grieving process?
It's always next year. You're not gonna be back next year.
I don't like the people who, like, y'all could have did so much during the game.
Right.
That's either here nor there.
Right.
If that last call was made, it would have been in the story.
Right. Well, you can't guarantee that. As much as we want the Saints to win, that doesn't guarantee.
If that penalty gets called, that game is over.
It's a 99% chance. Yeah. They would have ran the clock down.
I'm gonna say this.
You just try to be a tactic. Leave my wife alone.
I gotta go home.
So look,
I was gonna say something about the game. It went towards your wife.
If
you think about it, man, they gave Drew Brees 7 points off a phantom call. They let Drew Brees run a play after the shot.
How often does that happen?
So many calls,
bro, he ran it 5 seconds after the
call. I didn't see that.
It was five. Yeah, it was so many calls. Like, Jared Goff had a face mask.
Michael Thomas had it right in front of the ref.
Was a hold on Michael Thomas. Yeah, it was a lot of calls. So that's why I think that just wasn't the only call.
This is.
Honestly, it's tough too because we know Drew getting old.
That's why he's starting to wear.
He didn't look as good.
That's a great comment.
Down the stretch, the last 4 or 5 games, he ain't looked.
Nah, he didn't. Yeah. He didn't look.
So we have Mrs. Tell the Truth on the line, and you wasn't able to talk to her earlier. Do you got something for her now? To help right now.
I mean, I told her she understands it's all rigged. It's what can you tell somebody that got cheated? Like, there's nothing I can tell you. Like, you got cheated. Like. It wasn't nothing you did. Nothing your team did.
So is you good now? Can he? Everything good now? You had enough time to grieve?
Yeah, we're going to New Orleans.
Right on.
Let's go.
I wish we was down there for that parade because hey, they gonna get it in, bro. Like my mom passed said, they ain't gonna let the NFL keep them down.
I'm gonna say that
they still gonna celebrate.
If that was the last play of the game, I think Roger Goodell then he would have spoke up. But that wasn't the last play of the game, so you can't really say that's the reason the Saints lost.
But everyone, that's first down. That would have been first to go with a minute and
six. But I'm just saying, if that was the last play of the game,
yeah. So, Mrs. Tell the Truth, I appreciate you calling in and letting us help you with your grieving process, but. Yeah, we appreciate your call.
Because it wasn't overtime, right?
I got you.
New Orleans had the ball.
Right. They had chances.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I say, like, Roger Goodell probably ain't going to speak up because it was a lot of phantom calls in that game.
I don't think that's why he's not speaking up.
So we had...
I agree with the whole rig thing. I'm
on the fence. I'm like 50-50. It's like
you ain't came around to just be aware. Just start paying attention.
I've been paying attention. I know for a fact, like the Tim Donaghy stuff with the basketball.
Like we already got a referee that told us what it is.
You got a mayor that said she doesn't want the Saints in her city.
Yeah.
She came out and said like it wasn't a secret.
They don't make nowhere near as much money as they would
like
if
you said,
in
that's
LA.
Right, that's right.
The whole economy, like not just Atlanta. So,
let's see. So. We just had a call. We just had a truth moment. We will have an interview with Bree Charisse, the owner of Bree's Dance Place. She'll be calling in, telling us everything that she got going on. She'll be calling in around 8:30. So before we get to her, let's get into some NBA. Before we do that, everybody who's watching, share the video, like it, comment, call in, subscribe to the D3T. Yeah, man, that's a tongue twister, man. I'm going to get it right. D3TTV, if you want to see all the challenges, backstage content, all of that stuff, subscribe to the page, and you see all of that. NBA, Anthony Davis wants out, which goes, I know you feeling some kind of way. You the basketball dude. So. Go, you got the flow, bro. Go.
You go first, because don't let it come to me.
You know, I had an epiphany, bro.
Oh, my God.
I had an epiphany.
We know who's going to be in this conversation.
I had an epiphany.
Go ahead and lead off with him.
And I wonder, like, why is Woj Janowski every single time Woj? How did he get to be Woj?
Right.
Like, every single time he breaks something, it's automatic.
He was the number one dude before he came to ESPN.
I really think, bro, he's just a channel to, like, instead of the agents going out there and making stuff and making news and making it get to, like, ESPN and everybody talking about it, I think, like, he's the channel that gets people talking about it. And I think once it's on ESPN, bro, it's going to come. Because everybody eats off of everybody.
Right.
If the Lakers make the most money for the NBA, then ESPN is making more
money. So it's not LeBron. Then
LeBron is a part of it.
LeBron's always a part of it.
The reason LeBron is a part of it, bro, because it's just sickening, bro. Why do you need one of the greatest players?
Who's his agent? Who homie is that?
LeBron.
Do the math.
Do the math. The fix is in.
Yes,
I'm with you.
I'm with this fix.
Yeah.
I know you with it, bro.
I hate the Lakers to death.
It's ridiculous.
Because no matter what, it's been shown through history, they will cheat for the Lakers, bro.
This is cheating.
Sacramento. It's not cheating, bro. But it's gotten so bad that he got 2 years on his contract.
Right.
Like, why I be.
We need him now.
You know what it is? This is my rig for the NBA. The NBA itself is rigged to get superstars to big markets.
Mm.
They start in a small market, and when they figure them out and figure they superstars, because we checked them Lakers versus Pacers tickets. Them was like 650.
Yeah.
I've been to so many Pacers games in my life, I ain't never seen nothing like that. Even when he played for Cleveland.
Facts.
Was nowhere near that. The NBA has rigged itself to get the superstars in the biggest market.
Do Mrs. Taylor True follow the Pelicans?
No, she don't follow the NBA. No.
Okay. I was about to say, like, how she feeling about
this? But Anthony Davis deserved to go to it, even if it ain't the Lakers.
What you mean?
I agree.
Even if it ain't the Lakers.
But wait till your free agency. You're under contract. Yeah, wait.
They fined him $25,000. What's that? He going to make that off.
Have you been seeing his stats?
But did Paul George. But wait.
He putting up 48 and 20 and still
I agree with the point that. You do have to build. They were horrible. They weren't gonna make the playoffs. You gotta build a better. No, you have to build a better team.
Bro, I just watched that game. He put up 48 and 26 rebounds and still took an L.
Let me ask you this though. He got fined $50,000 for the publicly demanding the trade.
He'll take that.
Did Paul George do the same thing with his Indiana?
Nah, but they may be trying to start to.
That's when they, you know, when Paul George did it. That's when they all attacked.
That's just like the player getting fined in the game. Like, okay, that don't change.
You got to take 50,000. That's probably a game.
That's a write off for them. Yeah, they're gonna make that back on taxes.
How do y'all feel about this Anthony Davis one now?
It's sad.
If you're the Pelicans,
who do you think that? Because I think he's gonna end up in LA.
They can have everybody but LeBron, Josh Harden, Kuzma. Whoever else they want.
They're gonna give up Kuzma. Believe that. I bet you. You think New Orleans is gonna take that trash?
I don't think they're gonna take
Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and whatever pick we
get. You think that's enough to get
y'all might have to give up Zubac.
Yeah, we give up Zubac.
They're giving up Kyle Kuzma.
Because once the Celtics.
Wanna make a bet?
Yeah. What you wanna bet?
Matter of fact, let's give it to the fans.
We can make
Let's
a bet.
Give it to the fans.
You think they're going to give up Kuzma?
Yes.
Give up Kuzma.
Yes.
He can go.
Kuzma going to come off the bench.
Let's do this.
Let me put this. This is the bet that's going to work in your favor because they can take everybody but LeBron for all I care. They can have the whole Luke Walton.
That's why Kevin Durant was correct. When Kevin Durant said that being around LeBron is toxic,
yeah.
That's what he meant, bro. This man that came in and blew up the whole franchise, bro.
All I need is LeBron, Magic, and some steroids. Kenny Buss. They can take everybody.
Let's do this. Let's give the viewers.
But this bet work in your favor, but I'm still going to take it. Because I don't really care if they give up Kuzma.
Okay, but for the sake of the show.
As long as they get AD, I don't care what we give up.
They're not giving up Kuzma. Kuzma fit too well with LeBron.
For the sake of the show, this is what we're going to do. Look. Whoever gives the best challenge for Mia Hollywood in this bet, which we both agree on. Whoever gives the best challenge, if whoever wins this bet, what should we do? Call in or put it in the comments. What should be done if I win the bet or if Hollywood win the bet? Tell us, and then we're going to try to make it happen.
Y'all got to decide by the end of the show?
All I need is LeBron.
Yes.
LeBron, Magic.
That's sad, bro. And that's what Kevin Durant talking about,
bro. And we can give up everybody else.
That's toxicity, bro. Them young stars, you only get to watch the young players grow. LeBron come in and change the whole.
Anthony Davis will fit into the history of being the greatest.
Anthony Davis ain't showed me he'll win it yet. He's a killer. If you put him around LeBron, of course, because LeBron knows how to win.
Bro, he's putting up 48-26, and he still don't win. It ain't his fault.
And they talking about Kyrie.
Hold on. Let me ask y'all this real quick. If you New Orleans, and I tell you, in my opinion, I wouldn't trade him to the West. If I'm in the West, I'm not trading to the West. What should they trade him to?
I think they should trade him to the Celtics.
I agree.
I don't want that either because well, my team, we dead and wild.
Now they're going to have to give up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
I don't think that they'll have a problem with that. They got Gordon. They'll still be a championship level team.
They need to get rid of Gordon. Yeah,
give him some time, bro. He just got back.
I need to look at Anthony Davis' contract to see if he can veto a trade, though.
Yeah, because
if he's not gonna sign, it ain't gonna matter.
No, because he still could veto a trade.
Why would you trade with somebody who's not gonna stay?
Because what if Phoenix offered him Devin Booker and all them, and he'd be like, you know what, I don't want to go to Phoenix.
What about Paul George?
Yeah, they can do that.
Saying is, you saying why would you? Paul George didn't know if he was gonna stay.
Right, they took a chance.
And we don't know if Kawhi either. They the number one.
But if you're gonna give away all your assets on a hope, you know that's a leap. That's a leap. I mean, you know, it happened for Paul George.
You're getting a once in a generational player.
That's true.
It's a chance you gotta take. I'm so tired of LeBron. I'm so tired.
Why you tired, man?
Hey, I got a story about LeBron. Well, we got our interview called in, and after this interview, we're going to get to it.
I got a prediction, too.
So, look, on the line right now, we have owner of Breeze Dance Place, Brianna Harrison, on the line. Before we get to what all the stuff she got going on, just a few questions. Super Bowl week.
Super Bowl week.
Are you excited? Who you got? How you feel about it?
I would love to be in Atlanta this week. Who do I have? I'm going for the underdogs, the LA Rams. I'm always going with the underdogs. So hopefully they can bring home a win.
Did you see the Rams versus Saints game?
No, I did not see the Rams versus the Saints game.
Do you know about the call that wasn't called or the controversy regarding that game?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you that's good. You just want the Rams to win just because they're the underdog. Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I want to ask you about truth moment. Truth, Mr. Tell the Truth said everything is rigged, basketball, football. Do you believe the game is rigged or he said everything is about money. Yeah, everything is about money. Do you believe it's rigged or that people make mistakes?
No, I believe everything is rigged.
Gee, I always thought you were smart. I always knew you was intelligent.
Rigged?
I don't think everything is rigged. All sports, not every single game.
You think
game
all
is
professional
rigged.
Sports are rigged?
To some degree.
So it's no legit competition. It's just
so the Bulls not really just that weak.
Wait a minute. You see, disregard Hollywood's comments.
So they really just not
some
that
stuff
weak.
You ain't gotta read. Might be rigging for the draft.
Okay.
I do believe all sports are rigged to some degree because I do believe it's about money. So we always end up going some games the most correct in the NBA for the titles. I believe, I really do think it's rigged. It's more money. More money the longer you go.
I'm shocked.
Why are you shocked?
I'm shocked to hear her say that.
It's America, bro. She intelligent. That's why.
I don't think everything. I can't agree to that. Not everything. I don't think it's like rigged like that.
There's a cure for cancer out here, and the people don't know about. Everything is about profit.
One more question before we get to everything she got going on. Me and Hollywood have a potential. We have a potential bet. And do you have any great ideas of what the loser should do should they lose the bet?
Shave their head.
Ooh. Jeez. Somebody else said that. Did you read that comment, Ms. Harrelson?
I'm not agreeing.
No, I didn't.
So then you just came up with that too? So that's two.
It'll grow back.
Woo!
Y'all weak.
I'm not agreeing. Time out.
So when you say shave your head, do you mean like just shave it, or are you talking about bald or Jordan or what? Like, how far are we going with this?
I say bald.
Bald.
Jeez. I agree. I like that.
Now, would you put your husband in something like that, or are you just doing that for?
I actually like the bald head, so I think that's my husband into that.
Ball like, I'm not going ball, bro.
Yeah, that's
Hollywood. I think y'all look at eyeball.
You know, I ain't.
Man. Yeah, okay, that's a good suggestion, but I don't know if we both going to agree to that. So moving on. Moving on. Hey,
get the people what they want.
Tell us. Hey, man. We're going to continue talking to Miss Harris. We're going to find out about Breeze Dance Place. And she got like three things going on. So I'm going to let you tell the people what you got going on and let us know about it and why you got started, all that good stuff. Go ahead.
Awesome. So Breeze Dance Place is a business that I've actually had since like 2012, but I officially incorporated it last year when I graduated from Joseph Business School. And I've been dancing since I was like 7 years old, and it's just been an outlet for me. And I went off to college in D.C. I went to Howard University, and I minored in dance there. And I knew I was called to come back to the area. So it started off with me working with children and youth in the area, going around throughout Chicagoland, East Chicago, Northwest Indiana, all those places, and teaching youth. But I found out I was pregnant on Valentine's Day last year. And naturally, I danced throughout my whole pregnancy. So that's where Breeze Bump and Dance Classes came about. I started teaching pregnancy dance classes for expectant moms because I danced throughout my pregnancy. Then my baby was born October 10th, so now I'm teaching Breeze baby and dance class, and I also have, since you know people want to stay in shape, Breeze fit and dance class. So everything centers around dance, but it's just a fun way to have a good workout to burn some calories and not even know like you're working out. That's my point.
Is this co-ed?
Well, yeah, for Breeze Fit and Dance Class, I teach every Monday and Saturday at Charter Fitness, Mondays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 a.m. Definitely, men can come out. It's easy dance, but it's more so like line dancing. So it's my original content, like my original dance moves, but it's in the form of like some type of continuance four count that's easy to pick up. But yeah, men are more than welcome to come and get fit with Bree.
Speaking of, I got a couple of stories I want to talk about because I've been knowing her for a few years now. And on my 30th birthday, she actually choreographed the dance for me. Me and a couple of guys did a choreographed dance that we did. And then I want you to tell them about Wayne Brady and you dancing with Wayne Brady. I mean, not with him, but on the show.
Yeah, so this summer, so the first... I did a bump tour, so Breeze Bump and Dance Class. I took it all throughout the United States. So I went to LA, Atlanta, DC, Indianapolis, Chicago, here in Indiana, Maryland. So I went throughout, you know, the country during the summer while I was pregnant, teaching these pregnancy dance classes, and I had like a great turnout. So the first stop was in LA. So before my class, we had like a free day. So we actually signed up to get on. Let's make a deal. So those tickets are completely free. You're a part of the audience. You can win prizes and everything. So it's like a 4-hour taping of the show. So it's really cool. And they asked somebody to dance during like the commercial break. So I danced and I battled somebody and I won a hat. And I didn't know that like during the show he was going to come back and ask me to dance for $100. So he did ask me to dance, and I was on the show dancing. So I got $100 out of that. So it was a really fun experience. I was 8 months pregnant dancing, and he couldn't believe it. So it's a clip of me like dancing during the show, and it was really fun. It was a good experience.
Where can they see that video?
It's on my Facebook page, so Breeze Dance Place on Facebook. You can go see it on there. It's Let's Make a Deal, pregnant woman dancing. I'm dressed up in 70s attire. Me and my husband were the Jackson, I guess.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Y'all got to see it. I was tripping out. It was funny. How long, I don't know if you asked it already. How long have you been doing this? I know you said you've been doing it for a while.
So I've been dancing for 20 years. I'm 28. I'll be 29 this year. So I've been dancing for about 20 years. I've been teaching for about 10 years, but I just started like officially. I launched my business officially, like, you know, got the LLC formed and everything last June. But as far as teaching and doing this, like basically my whole life. Yeah.
And then how can people sign up if they want to come to your class? How can people sign up?
So I actually have something coming very soon that's awesome given this weather. So like I'm having virtual classes where people can actually work out and dance from the comfort of their own home, and that's going to be launched soon with D3 TV.
Tongue twister, it ain't just me. Come on, we can do it. Come on.
TV. That will be launching with him soon, and as well as my own website will be launching soon. But for now, if you want to sign up for classes with me, you can just go to my Facebook, which is Breeze Dance Place LLC. I'm on social media as well. Instagram is Breeze Dance Place as well. So you can sign up for any class there and come see me at Charter Fitness in Maryville on Mondays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 a.m. But those virtual classes are coming soon so that you can work out from the comfort of your own home, whether you're pregnant, whether you have your baby, or whether you just want to get in shape. So that's all coming soon.
She has it all, no matter your physical stature. You can work out with her. Put all your information in the comments. And then, once again, if you want to get in contact with her, you want to dance with her, all the stuff will be in the comments, and check her out. Breonna Harrelson, live with the Allen Pals. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks so much, Allen Pals. I love you guys. Have a great evening and the rest of the show.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Breonna Harrelson of Breeze Dance and Fit.
I'm with it. I got a membership at Charlotte. So.
I got a membership at Charlotte.
I'm down. I ain't going to the bump.
I might do the co-ed.
We ain't going to dance.
I'm down with it.
Oh, that might be.
I got two content, left feet, huh? Though. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all want to see this happen? Y'all let us know. Y'all want to see us doing the Breeze Dance and Fit? Yeah, we might all go do that.
I'm with it.
And we all got to go do the karaoke too, man. We ain't done that yet, man. We got to do the karaoke thing, man.
Y'all off this weekend?
Not a good weekend.
We're gonna make it happen though. We're gonna make it happen. The karaoke is gonna happen.
Hey, let me slide my prediction in here before I forget about it.
Go ahead.
35 seconds this time. Hey, I predict just to show you how scripted these games are. Y'all know shut up, boy. Space Jam 2 coming out, right?
Come on, what do this got?
Come on with it. I wanna hear.
Who are the monsters in the NBA right now? The Golden State Warriors. The Lakers gonna beat the Warriors this year, bro.
Watch what I tell you.
I knew you were smart.
Oh, it ain't gonna be because talent.
Right.
It's gonna be because of rings.
I'm taking it.
Doesn't
matter.
I understand.
No, we're taking it.
You're right. Maybe not this year.
Look,
This will be the last year that my Lakers may not make it to the NBA.
And we have a lot of topics. We still ain't get the Hollywood wants to know. So a couple of real quick reports. LeBron's count won't Luke out. Toxic.
That's dirty. You've been injured for like, weren't they like the number two seed before?
Bye. You okay with this? You okay with him getting coached all the time?
It's toxic, bro.
It's toxic.
So what, he can ruin his life too?
Maybe he just want to look out for black coaches.
Right. You never thought about that. I'm so glad we finally got them.
Wait, who? Oh, Ty Lue, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what he
does. Oh, do he got one of his homies that want to coach?
We know Luke
Walton. Since all his homies plugged.
Luke Walton did not deserve.
If Luke Walton leave, get Mark Jackson.
But why he always getting people fired, man?
Because he that man. You gotta pacify him.
That's the problem with it. That's the problem.
I will say he did say it's hard to listen to somebody your own age. You know what I mean? And I played with you and you were sorry.
And you can't listen to nobody that ain't a winner. Luke ain't helped them Lakers win them championships. He was just deaf.
He probably dunked on Luke Walton like 10 times in his career.
He was just deaf.
Like, yeah.
But Luke got a little pedigree with Golden State.
He ain't got no pedigree. You
know? He got no pedigree.
Bro,
we can go coach Golden State. Just get the ball to Steph and Chaney and just let
him. I think it's dirty. I think it's toxic what LeBron doing. But if he get Mark Jackson in, I won't be mad.
All right, one more story about LeBron. And this happened while we was off. Report: Kyrie called LeBron to apologize.
Coming home.
And
y'all mean he coming home, bro?
What did you think about that?
I think Kyrie, it was a mature moment. Like, okay, like he snapped on the young folks on his team,
right?
And he understood, like, oh, this is what LeBron was talking about.
And he realized the grass ain't green on the other side.
I wouldn't say that. He realized it's hard being a leader, and it's hard being a leader with young knuckleheads.
Let me ask you this then. But was it also him throwing his teammates under the bus a little bit, talking about, man, now I know what you're talking about, these young guys?
No. Because what he said was, now he understands how it feels to play with younger guys. He didn't say anything like, Jason Tatum don't listen, or Jaylen Brown ain't that good of a player. All he said, now he understands when LeBron came back to Cleveland,
how he
felt to play with Kyrie.
Hey, he's a leader. What, he going to be scared to say, like,
what he wants to say?
Man, Kyrie a little soft for that, in my opinion.
Now he a little soft.
Man, if you're going to do something, stand on it, man.
I respect
stand on it. You don't want to be. You don't want to. You be the little brother. Don't be the little brother.
All he said was he understands.
Don't say. No, I don't want to be the little brother. Then call like he like you are little brother.
It takes a man to look at what you did.
Like, I see what LeBron went through, it takes a man to look at what you did and reflect on it.
Forget it. See, you little.
Yeah, you got that problem.
You gotta be able to forgive and move on.
Kyrie, understand this.
Learn and grow.
Kyrie,
everybody was rolling.
He went to the NBA final 4 times in a row.
Everybody was rolling with him. So everybody who was rolling with him, now you make them look like
he understand the refs gonna help you out like a whole bunch.
He said he understands how I feel.
Everybody who was rolling with Kyrie, like, don't be a little brother. You ain't gotta be under his thumb.
The refs gonna help you out a whole bunch when you playing with the face of the NBA. That's what he understands.
Okay, well, he knew his best chance.
Hey, can we do like a reenactment of how this call went? I'm gonna be Kyrie and you be LeBron.
Here we go.
Let's reenact this. Okay. Hey, LeBron. Hey, man. Hey, man. I know what you're talking about, man. I just want to apologize, man. You know, I want to be little brother again. Can you make that happen?
That ain't what that man said.
I'm gonna stay over there in Boston. I'll catch you next year in L.A.
Hey, man, I said I was sorry, man. You know.
Yeah, I understand the apology. I said, I'll catch you next year.
I know I ain't want to be little brother in the past, but can I be little brother now?
Yeah, just see you.
That's how he sounded to me. Real self.
That's not what he said.
Kyrie, stand up. Be a man. Be a man.
What
is wrong with you?
Be a man.
Why you always screaming, bro?
Because I don't like people not being men. Stand up.
Counseling, bro.
Have some squabbles about yourself.
What's wrong with you, bro?
I don't care nothing about that.
Man, you mad. What do you look like? Oscar the Grouch or something? What's wrong with you?
He's soft. This is wrong. This generation, you gonna be a man, bro, be a man all the way.
What did he say that was so soft?
You need to bring your
he did it. Hey man, I'm sorry, man.
He didn't say, hey, dog, I feel you.
Like, can I be little brother again? That's what Kyrie did.
He understand getting all those buckets ain't helping him over there.
I don't know.
He
helped.
But after that game, he put up 18 assists, 12 assists. I think that's what LeBron told him.
Man,
like, hey, bro, be a leader, but you gotta. It's a reason I dished the ball out.
Hey, look.
So, cool, man. All right, man. We about to get into Hollywood once more. But before we do that, I got something. Hold on.
You taking the gloves off? Look, hold on. Hollywood.
Hold on. Wait just a second. No.
Because we didn't talk about this.
You're not putting it back.
No. He ain't putting it on again.
We didn't even talk about it.
I'm just about to tell the people about how they can see.
I should have brought my gloves, my football gloves then, right?
You could have.
I should have.
But no, it's a reason why. So, and it's not a day in the life of Al, but I'm going to tell you why I brought this dress.
Because I want to hear it because now, go ahead. No,
this
go
for
ahead.
The people. You for the people, ain't you?
No, I'm going to be for the people. Go ahead.
All right. So, look, if y'all remember on the old day in the life of Al, I talked about tidying. So, we were tidying, getting rid of stuff. And so, she was like, oh, we can get rid of this. But she was like, you know, you can give it back to Hollywood. That's what she said.
Y'all
I mean, not saying like you gonna wear it,
that
but you can just have it. Look, if y'all want to see Hollywood in the dress, subscribe to the channel, D3TTV. If you want to see him, he puts it on. He lost a bet, he put it on.
Hold it up for him. Give it a full view, bro.
No, man, you good, brother. It's a video. If they want to see it, they go see the video. All right, man.
Subscribe. Go to.
Because if that's the case, I'm bringing my football stuff next week.
I
should tie them gloves and give them to you.
If they want to see the 1-on-1 football, right. Me and you have.
I should sign them and give them to you.
That's fine. That's fine. You can do that. Yeah, but for the people, look, if you want to see Hollywood in this dress right here, subscribe to the channel, man. If you want to see more challenges like this and back content and all that,
bro, you
subscribe.
Just let this dress down.
No, she said get rid of it. She was like, oh, he wore that. He can have it. That's what she said. That's
bro,
all. That's
I'm
all,
not
all man.
It
I don't want no problem. You can have it as a souvenir or something. What? I don't know.
You think it's funny, huh?
I'm
because
not.
You really want to laugh.
No. I mean, it's a little funny, but she told
me. You really want
to
laugh,
she
right?
She told me to give it to you. So
I like your
like,
wife, man.
Yeah.
I like your wife.
I mean, it wasn't nothing malicious. She was like, hey, he can just keep it.
And what am I going to do with it?
Just keep it as a souvenir.
So, like, go home, hang
sign
it up.
It,
go home and hang it up, right?
I don't know what you want to do. That's your business. That's your business. I don't want no problems,
all right.
Man. I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't mean to bring this. I ain't know it's gonna go like this. Let's get into Hollywood Wants to Know. Can we get this ready? I'm sorry, everybody. We're gonna get to Hollywood Wants to Know.
No, I ain't gonna take the gloves off, Martin. I gotta see a question.
I wanna play the promo from the dress.
Okay.
Oh, so everybody thinks it's a game.
No, we're gonna be trying to get subscribers. You got all this.
Oh, everybody thinks the game, huh? So it's just all giggles on the wood. Okay.
It was pretty hysterical.
Yeah, that was a lot of shade.
No,
it wasn't no shade, bro. It was good.
What about the TV table?
You wasn't that mad. You wasn't even mad when you put it on.
Then the cameras would have been gone.
I'm not gonna wear it again. I'll take it home. I'm not gonna wear it again.
Oh, my wife said frame it. See, that's funny. I mean, not saying like
Hinky. All right,
never mind.
Because I'm pretty sure you laughed when she said give it to him.
I mean, he always talking about what's going on in the Playboy, man.
But I mean, ain't nobody gonna wear that one.
Wow.
Whatever, man. It's your show, sir. But I'm not gonna wear it again.
All
right,
man.
Hey, but no, this is more of a serious question because we never discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
So now that all the R. Kelly situation is down and, you know, everybody's been saying it, like, how do you feel about listening to his music?
I'm leery. I only play the safe stuff. Step in the Name of Love, Happy People. You know.
So his music is not good anymore?
It's still
because of the allegations?
Go ahead.
I separate the artists from the man. Like,
okay.
You know, man, I feel like we can compartmentalize stuff. You know, it is what it is. But as far as his music,
The reason I brought it up, I hear a lot of people telling me like they can't listen to his music anymore.
Because it was based off stuff that happened.
You
so it makes you
one is allegations.
Everything.
AJ and the Number. He wrote that for Aaliyah, right?
How many?
What is that?
But that's my point. They had a full blown relationship in the media. Did nobody see a problem with it?
But
what?
Okay, is it a problem to you?
What, the agent number, the number?
Yes. It's him being with Aaliyah. Him being with Aaliyah.
That was Aaliyah.
Okay, him being with Aaliyah, is that a problem?
To me?
Oh, jeez. Never mind. It's not a problem.
Let me tell you something. So I have nothing to do with people.
If you're 27 and you married a 15-year-old, is that okay?
You can't ask me what would I do because I wouldn't do it.
Is that okay with you? Yes or no? Is that okay?
I wouldn't do it.
Is it okay?
If I hear the situation,
can I get a yes or a no? Is it okay?
You ask me what I do.
Can you just say, is it okay if you 27 to marry a 15-year-old?
No, it's not okay.
Okay. All right.
That has nothing to do with his music.
I just wanted to know that. I just wanted to know.
His music, though.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
She said that, though.
But who wrote it?
I mean,
who wrote it?
How did they get married if she was 15?
His manager doctored up a marriage license. And said she was 18.
Really?
Yeah. And he said it on the show. You need to go to jail right now.
But the thing about it, they had a full-blown relationship all on TV and everything. Nobody cared until, 30 years later?
Everything is about money, right? You can finagle your way out of anything.
But my question
or
is,
you make great music.
My question is, did you stop listening to this music because of the allegations?
No, I'm saying the song, some of the songs that's...
Is it because, of, you know... Don't listen to certain songs.
Now you don't know if he's singing about a 15-year-old girl.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
When
he's
talking about filling on your booty. And,
I'm going to listen to this music.
I ain't mad at you.
As far as an artist, I mean, TP2, R. Kelly is a dope artist. Michael Jackson was crazy.
Your wife brought this up.
He felt on little boys.
You still listen to Michael Jackson? Thank you, because he felt on little boys.
Allegedly.
It wasn't. Yeah, allegedly.
He's one of the greatest artists
of all
time.
He had a whole play. He had a whole zoo at his house.
To me, it feels like it's more proof against R. Kelly than Michael Jackson, in my opinion.
He had a whole zoo at his house.
Okay, he had no childhood, so he built the childhood.
He had a whole, for little boys.
I don't know for sure what he did.
You don't know for sure for R. Kelly?
But R. Kelly, it's like, bro.
You don't know.
I don't know, but it seemed very convincing. So I'm more convinced of R. Kelly than Michael Jackson. That's just me. But that's Hollywood wants to know. Give them the question one more time so they can answer.
Do you still listen to R. Kelly music after the allegations?
So there you go. You can call in, comment, Bart R. Kelly.
It's not like he didn't have some new tracks that came out. You know, right. But if an R. Kelly song just happened to come on, would you shut it off?
No, he's still the greatest R&B singer ever.
Good. So we got a few minutes left, man. A couple more stories. NCAA, Scotty made a comment while we was off again. He said Zion Williamson should shut down his college career because of potential injury.
Let me point this out.
In the middle of the season.
Let me tell y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Williams is not a great basketball player.
Oh, we're not debating that.
Zion Williams is a freak of nature.
Right.
That is a highlight reel.
Right.
Not the best player on the team.
But if you're going to make a whole bunch of money, would you shut it down to protect your investment?
How would you shut it down? Like,
I'm done with this season. I'm done with this season. I'm going to sit out. He got poked in the eye one game, and then Scotty said he should shut it down.
Because you so quick to just talk about this man thing. If he shuts it down, you know how type of man that makes.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it's soft. I agree with you.
You can't shut it down.
But I'm saying, like, if you know for sure, you about to make millions of dollars.
No, because I'm pretty sure he loves the game of basketball.
Right.
Hey, get hurt. Get hurt or not. Get hurt or not.
Right.
You can get hurt your first day in the NBA.
He's still going to be top three picks. Hurt or not.
If he tear. Like, what's the worst? If he have a Paul George injury.
Look at Greg Oden.
And would he still be the top pick?
Look at Greg Oden. If he had a Paul George injury.
That's what I'm saying.
It's still the number one pick. He's not going to win.
Well, let me ask the people. If you know for a fact you're about to get...
Kyrie Irving played one game in college.
One game. Still the number one pick.
Yeah. But let me ask the viewers. If you knew for a fact you was about to get multiple... over $100, $200 million guaranteed with endorsements and contracts, would you shut it down to protect your investment?
That's silly. I agree. Scotty said he'd shut it down. That's crazy. Like, how far are we going
to
go?
I can't agree to that. Because you got to think, like, Kyrie Irving, Greg Oden, people that have had injuries still were number one. Like,
man, there's still no guarantee.
Isn't that a guarantee that Zion Williams going to be that good in the NBA?
That's like saying, just stay, you can walk outside and slip and break your leg or something.
Right.
I can't agree with that.
If, first of all, Duke ain't letting him sit down.
I agree. But if he say I ain't playing, what they going to do? Take a scholarship. So what? Okay, I'm still going to the draft.
He can pull what Anthony Davis doing right now. My finger hurt.
Yeah. He got poked in that. He was like, my eye ain't here. I still see him.
Zion Williams didn't want no part of it. You see, he didn't want no part of that. He didn't want no part of that
Nobody's
game.
Scared about Florida
he didn't
State,
want no
man.
Part of that game. Them boys weren't scared of Zion when he got poked in the eye. How you get poked in the eye and don't play the whole half?
They kept him out because they asked him.
Because he knew he didn't want no part of them.
He was scared of Florida State.
Did you see the game?
I seen the game.
Boy, they was beating him up. He realized he wasn't the only one that was strong and could jump.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
that's a highlight reel. He ain't that good.
That's why I don't know how good he's going to be in the NBA.
RJ Barrett is the best player in college.
But who's going to sell the most tickets?
Depending on what team he goes
who's
to.
Who's going to sell? I'm saying the player.
My point.
If your Bulls get the first pick.
We're going Zion Williamson.
Over RJ Barrett.
So you want ticket sales?
Y'all need RJ. Y'all already got some nice beat.
Y'all want ticket sales then.
They think he could potentially be like LeBron, so you're not going to pass that up. I'm telling you what they think.
He can't pass, shoot, or do nothing but dunk.
I'm telling you what they think.
He can have the ball.
First of all, he just looked like Sean Kemp in college.
Yeah.
That's all he looked like.
So, look, we about to get into
he can shoot a little bit and handle a little bit better than Sean Kemp.
The Bulls better not take a number one.
They definitely going to take number one.
I think they should take Barrett. They need to play.
RJ Barrett, the best player in college basketball.
Okay. But I bet you they take Zion if they get the number one pick. That would be another bet.
They better not.
Okay. We're going to get into my segment, man. A day in the life of Al, man.
Important to Greg Oden. See what happened to him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we're going to get that queued up. A day in the life of Al is coming. And I just got a quick story of what happened. And I need to ask
y'all. Anybody pass up on RJ Barrett?
What y'all think?
They're a fool. RJ Barrett, if anybody sit down, it's RJ Barrett. He better. Zion is not that good, man.
You running the football promo?
See, you playing yours too, see?
No, play the whooping.
That's they gotta subscribe for that.
Don't play the promo. play the.
We ain't play with you with the dress on.
I mean, we didn't know we was giving it away, having an auction on TV. You know, we didn't know that.
Man, my apologies, man.
I'm good. And you see the challenge they wanted to do the ghost pepper? I'm not doing ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper? What's that? Oh, the pepper.
I do the polar first. I jump in that water.
What's the ghost challenge?
Them ghost peppers.
What's that?
Basically, see how many you can eat.
That's same as the wing challenge almost.
Yeah, but I do the. I do the ice bath and the polar first. I do that. But I ain't cutting my hair. I ain't doing none of that affect how I look. So.
Somebody else said to wear the apparel of the team you
hate. Yeah, but that's. I'm not. The Bears.
All right, so a day in the life of Al, man. Went out, took the wife to a board and brush event where we made some art. And when I was on the phone with the lady, I guess she liked. I was surprising my wife. So when we get there, they say, "Hey, the owner like y'all so much, it's on the house. Y'all don't have to pay for the event." I was like, "Wow, well praise God," and I was happy. Then the male owner comes in, and he said, I don't know if he knew what was going on or whatever, but he said, yeah, my wife really liked y'all, so all you got to do is pay for one. So now we got a situation on our hands.
Yeah.
One story I got, I said it was, they said it was free. Everything. Then the male owner said, oh, yeah, we're going to pay for one. If you're in that situation, what do you do? Do you
pull your black card out?
What you, what you say?
No. You need to call your wife, brother. That ain't the promise she made to me.
Right.
Nah, you need to pull your black card out.
Yeah, I get all mad.
Yeah, you're not going to tell me.
I definitely show my.
But do it make it seem like you cheat, though?
No, because I came here expecting to pay.
Right.
You're not going to give me a promise. And then I'm all excited and then say, nah.
You can't go back on your word.
Nah, you can't go back on your word.
Especially, it ain't like y'all was in there begging or looking to walk out of there free. Like, you're not going to tell me one thing and then realize, like, oh.
But let me guess what you did. You paid for one of them.
No, I'm telling you the story. So, I was definitely shocked. I was appalled. I was.
What was this at? I mean, give me the city. You ain't got.
Well, I already gave the name to already. I'm messing.
What's the
name?
What city?
It's in Crown Point.
What was that?
It's in Crown Point. I already said it already, man. Well, don't mind everybody. Play the replay. So we there and so we like. Well, I was like, okay. Well, I decided I was like, well, I could pay the one. At least I'm getting half off. Whatever. But when it came to the end, the workers knew the story already. So they said, don't worry about it. They just disregarded what he said. And it was like, oh, everything is good.
Oh, okay.
So,
what did they like y'all so much? What was y'all doing?
That's just because I told them I was surprising my wife with an event. So I think they was like, oh, that's so nice. We'll just take care of you. Because this is our first time going. So they was like.
You have a black comment?
Yeah.
It was on my brain.
What did you think? What did you think?
I knew it had to
come. Did you think so? Come on with it, because I might have thought the same thing.
I all I could think was get out in my head.
I knew something was coming.
That's all I could think of. But,
something was coming.
Maybe they did like you, you know.
Yeah, they was real cool, man. It was real nice, man. It was a great spot. We definitely gonna go back, man. But it was definitely suspect. Like, okay, what do you do in this situation? Somebody told you something was free then.
I understand the thought process, but I'm like, you're not going back on your word. Like,
so you didn't think because he was black?
I thought about it for a second.
We thought about it for a second.
We was
definitely thought about it.
Him and his wife are very pleasant. You know, it could have been because they were so pleasant.
And I'm like, did we sound black on the phone?
Did y'all look like y'all
And then know? We was the only black people in there, so all this stuff running like my head. So,
you know what it was? They was like, oh, it's some up in here. And they thought they was going to act a certain type of way.
So let's get him out of here.
Let's
keep them peaceful.
Am I tripping though? Should I just accept the blessing for what it is, or always got to think about that in the back of the mind?
It's going to always be in the back of your mind. They ain't going to never.
Producers,
if I was with you, we wouldn't have thought about it.
Producers, am I tripping? Should I just accept the blessing for what it is, or should I always have like? Are they on one? Are they trying to just get the black community
It's always something.
What was you at? I need you to tell me where you was at.
He said Crown Point.
In Crown Point?
Man, I done gave up too much information already, man. They might watch the show one day.
Crown Point racist.
I have not had no racist interactions.
We know what the demographic is, though.
Yeah, we was only black people in there. But we had fun. It was some nice people, man. It was good. It was all good. But that was just a day in the life of Al, man. Before we get on up out of here, man, real quick, over our break, Manny Pacquiao whooped on Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner is a real N-word. He's retarded.
Let me tell you something. I was in Tampa at a football tournament. I took Adrian Broner. And the bet was this. Every round he lost, I had to take a shot. And every round every round he lost, I took 10 puts. Let me just tell you this.
You got
he was swole.
He was swole popped. He was full popped.
What made you take Adrian Broner?
I like flashy niggas, you know.
Oh, that's it.
Right up your alley.
So, you know.
Gang.
I was in the house yelling at
him. On God now.
I was on 400. On 400.
Hey, what he tell the reporter after? He said, hey, I'll be undefeated against you. Hey, the reporter say,
it ain't about
gang.
No, he ain't say that. He said that. What would that prove?
Well, like, so when the fight was going on, I was looking like, bro, he is teaching Adrian a lesson.
He was getting pieced up, bro.
He was piecing him up. Do you understand how slow I was? Drinking and doing push-up,
man.
Like, think about
how alcohol makes the blood pump. Yeah, a little bit.
Do you understand how sore I was? And it was just 10 push-ups around.
Hey, Jeremy Nelson said, if you picked Broner, that was just goofy.
I just thought it was gonna be a better fight,
yeah. Bro. Do y'all know all the sayings that he had? Because I feel like I'm missing some. It was so much funny content
gang. Like, I did it for the hood.
He kept
like, what did you do for the hood?
The hood, know I won.
I was thinking like the hood. I said the hood.
Yeah.
I said, your own camp didn't think you won.
Gang. And then we was like, hey man, he was like, you're already against me. He was like, if I don't mess with you, my people don't mess with you. No, he was just retarded.
He said, it's like when you want the burger with cheese, like
you said that.
I said, what is he talking about? Like, what are you speaking of?
I blame the school system, his family.
I blame Floyd, because he wanted to be Floyd Mayweather.
He remember Floyd.
Floyd was his mentor for him. Yeah, well, Floyd recognized this dude don't put the work in. Floyd put the work in.
Right.
Floyd ain't drink. Floyd ain't smoke.
Right.
Floyd
put the work in. His last 4 or 5 fights. Yeah. All back
and he said after the fight, he was like, well, just time to go burn some cash and have sex. That's what he said.
Well, hey, you got paid.
Yeah, he's an N-I-G-G.
Yeah, he's an N-word.
Hey, I really believe he's just doing it. He can't lie, so he's not doing it.
Hey, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, look up Adrian Broner and you will see exactly what we're talking about.
He can't never go in the hood and say he can fight.
Yeah.
Never.
Real quick. Jeremy is calling the wrong line, sir. 219-671-8703.
Blame school system.
Jeremy, brother, call 219-671. Let me decline his call, and then he got to call the Alan Powell show. I don't know what he's thinking about. Can you put the number up for him real quick? Because we're about to get up out of here, but I'll let him get in. Real quick, the MLB Hall of Fame was announced. Mariano Rivera got 100% vote. Best first pitcher, first time.
Maybe the best pitcher ever.
He only had one pitcher, Toussaint. Edgar Martinez, Mike Mussina, and Roy Halladay, who passed away. Question.